testing in the House chamber, legislative day 31.
The House will come to order. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Penny. We'd ask everyone to stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Penny.
Pray with me. Merciful Father, for the day you've provided, we praise your name above all names. Father, you tell us in your word to put on the whole armor of God. You tell us how to prepare for the battle. What you're telling us, Father, is how to be prepared to live this life and those things that challenge us and come at us at almost every moment. We pray, Father, for this General Assembly that we would keep that in mind when we have our debate. May it be spirited, but may it be factual. Help us, Father, to do that which would be pleasing and acceptable in your sight as we lead this great state in the House of Representatives for the great people of North Carolina. And we'd be careful to give you praise, honor, and glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The lady from Johnson, Representative White, recognize her motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for March 15th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative White moves that the journal for March 15th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Ratification of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bill duly ratified and presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 41, an act to authorize concealed carry permit holders to carry firearms in certain school property at certain times and to authorize concealed weapons for certain law enforcement facility employees, to repeal pistol purchase permit and to launch the statewide firearm storage awareness initiative to educate the public about the importance of state storage of firearms and to facilitate the distribution of gun laws. And the following bill duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. House Bill 88, an act to clarify the filling of vacancies on the Guilford County Board of Education to provide for partisan elections for members of various county boards of education and to provide for even year election in the town of Maysville and Pollocksville.
Chapter bills will be noted. We'll do introductions of bills and resolutions at the after adjournment. However, we'll go ahead and take messages from the Senate. The clerk will read.
Senate Bill 58, Committee Substitute Number 2, 4th Edition. A bill to be entitled an act to increase the punishment for property crimes committed against utilities, including facilities involved in the transmission of telephone, broadband, and cable telecommunications services and facilities involved in the production, storage, transmission, and distribution of electricity, fuel, and other forms of source of energy.
Rules, counter, and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 189. Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to increase the fine imposed on persons convicted of trafficking of heroin, fentanyl, carfentanil to modify the offense of death by distribution to include the unlawful delivery and ingestion of certain controlled substances that approximately causes the death of a person, and to increase the punishment for a person who commits the offense of death by distribution to add possession of less than 1 gram of any controlled substance to the list of offenses for which limited immunity from prosecution applies for the individual who seeks medical assistance to create the task force of enforcement of fentanyl and heroin drugs violations and to make certain autopsy laws changes. General Assembly,
Rules, counter, and operations of the House. Members, pursuant to the announcement made next week, we will not be having votes until Wednesday of next week, Wednesday and Thursday, which will both be, I would anticipate, busy days. To our pages, I want to again thank you all for your service. I hope you've had an enjoyable week, had an opportunity to learn something, and also maybe make some friends from around the state. So thanks again for your service. We've been honored to have you here with us this week, and certainly wish you the best for the school year, which is going to be coming to a close sooner than we probably realize. Any notices or announcements from members or anything from the court? All right. Seeing none, the lady from Johnson, Representative White, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Monday, March 20th at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation sets forth in 15-1.
Representative White moves, seconded by Representative Dixon, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene on Monday, March 20th at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.
Introduction, bills, and resolutions. Clerk will read.
Representatives Davis, Sane, Kyle Holland, and Clampett, House Bill 370, Responsible Firefighting Foam Management Act.
Environment and Favorable Rules.
Representative Kyle Holland and Clampett, House Bill 371, Fox Trapping, Central and Western NC.
Refer to Wildlife Resources and Favorable Rules.
Representative Dahl, Murray, Liu, and Rudow, House Bill 372, Safeguard Fair Elections Act.
Refer to rules.
Representative Howard, House Bill 373, Various Projects of Marksville Funds.
Refer to appropriations and favorable rules.
Representative Potts, Strickland, Winslow, and Zinger, House Bill 374, Raffles, Increased Real Estate Prize Limit.
Refer to Judiciary 2 of Favorable Rules.
Representative Howard, House Bill 375, Ignite Davis College Promise Funds.
Refer to Appropriations of Favorable Rules.
Representative Adams, Gillespie, Kidwell, Carson Smith, House Bill 376, Little Federal Model NC Edition.
Refer to Election Law and Campaign Finance Reform of Favorable Judiciary 1 of Favorable Rules.
Representative McNeely, Sane, Neil Jackson, and Biggs, House Bill 377, Grade 8 Dairy Assessment Act.
Refer to Agricultural Favorable Finance and Favorable Rules.
Representative Blackwell, Sane, Torbert, and Rydell, House Bill 378, Firefighters Criminal History Records Check.
Refer to Judiciary 2 of Favorable Rules.
Representative Austin, Lofton, and Harris, House Bill 379, Fair Use of Consumer Reports.
Refer rules.
Representative Cunningham, House Bill 380, provides support to jail inspectors.
Refer to appropriations and favorable rules.
Representative Kidwell and Bell, House Bill 381, Local Airport Projects Funds.
Refer to appropriations and favorable rules.
Representative Bradford White, Cotham, Cunningham, House Bill 382, Registered Nurses in Schools.
Refer to Education K through 12 with favorable rules.
Representative Kidwell and Bell, House Bill 383, Madam Mesquite Lodge Funds.
Refer to appropriations and favorable rules.
Representative Tyson, House Bill 384, Cities Use of Perpetual Care Trust Funds.
Refer to local government and favorable rules.
Representative McNeely and Moss, House Bill 385, Regulation of Battery Charge Security Fences.
Refer to regulatory reform and favorable rules.
Representative Lowry and Biggs, House Bill 386, Increased Permissible Interstate Speed Limit.
Refer to transportation and favorable judiciary 2 of favorable rules.
Representative Miller, House Bill 387, Medal of Valor Award for Emergency Responders.
Refer to state government and favorable rules. On motion of the chair, House Bill 10, short title, requires sheriffs to cooperate with ICE. That bill is withdrawn from calendar 36B, placed in the Rules Committee, and subsequently withdrawn from the Rules Committee and placed on the calendar 36B. Representative David Willis is recognized to send forth Education Community College Committee Report, House Bill 96, NC REACH Act, favorable and re-referred, House Bill 96, re-referred to Rules, House Bill 97, In-State Tuition Pilot Program, favorable and re-referred, House Bill 97, referred to the Committee on Rules, and House Bill 158, Stanley Community College Contract Date and Municipal Status, favorable and re-referred, and of course here, House Bill 158, re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Counter Operations of the House.